Staying with medical matters, almost 50 overseas GPs have started working in rural practices here as part of a scheme to address the shortfall of GPs. At the moment, the Irish College of General Practitioners says there's a shortfall of at least 2,000 GPs across the country. We can talk now to the medical director of the college, Dr. Dermot Quinlan. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Quinlan, and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Ryan.
This is a HSE-funded scheme, 50 GPs so far, but given the shortfall, presumably there'd be some ambition to see it expanded further.
We are in the early stages of this. We've 50 so far. We hope to have the same number by the end of the year, so 100 by this year, and again, you know, substantially expanded in 2024. And this builds upon, we are rapidly expanding our GP training places from 155 in 2015. We're currently at 286 and hope to be at 350 in the next year or two. So we have a multi-pronged approach to the current GP workforce crisis. As you said, we have about 4,000. We need 6,000. This is causing major problems for patients, who many of whom can't get a GP, and those who have a GP are finding it increasingly difficult to get an appointment. The minister has set up a working group recently, and it has had its first meeting, so we hope to inject a sense of urgency into the ministerial working group. The Irish College of GPs have put forward a working document with 10 solutions to make it easier for patients to access their GPs and their GP nurses in the community.
And in relation, Dr. Quinlan, to this particular scheme, these GPs are coming from countries right across the world. Do they have the training that puts them at the same level of as Irish-trained GPs?
We are very selective. We insist these doctors have certain hospital jobs like paediatrics and medicine, and then as an absolute minimum, they need to have 3 years of relevant daytime GP experience. And some of them have up to, one who's joined recently has in excess of 20 years experience as a GP. So these are highly experienced GPs coming to join our workforce. They join a two-year supported program with a lot of educational supports, both clinical and local. They have a named supervisor in a rural GP practice. And by the end of the 2 years, we will expect them to sit the MICGP professional exam and hopefully pass it and become a member of the Irish GP workforce across rural Ireland.
All right. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for talking to us. That was Dr. Dermot Quinlan, Medical Director of the Irish College of GPs.